Well, the Vagina Monologues is in its 10th anniversary, and it's a part of the greater movement known as V-Day. It was written by a woman named Eve Ensler, who is an activist and a playwright in New York City. And she developed the play after she'd interviewed hundreds of women around the world about their life experiences, their perceptions of their bodies and how they fit into society, their jobs, their experiences in relationships, those kinds of things. And so she ended up putting together this play called The Vagina Monologues.
You have different women from throughout town that are doing this?
Yes, it's a local cast completely, and I have about 15 women who are either involved backstage, and also who are part of the cast. So a couple of women have more than one monologue, but most women have one monologue.
There's been some controversy around this play in different places, partially because of the title that some would criticize as having shock value, or maybe it's not a criticism, but it's just a truth. I don't know. But what's your perspective on that? And also here, what prompted you to pick up this play?
Well, I was anxious to bring it to Petersburg. I've produced it before. I produced it 3 times when I lived in Madison, Wisconsin, and that's a larger city and a fairly progressive and liberal city, and so it was really well received, especially on a college campus. So I did have some reservations about bringing it to Petersburg, but I think it's important, and there is controversy surrounding the play, and part of raising awareness and bringing this to light is the shock value. You know, that the title, the name of the play, it gets people's attention, and I think that's important. And it's also titled that to demystify that word. Vagina is not a bad word. It's a body part. And so it really shouldn't have the kind of shock value that it does. So that's also a role that the title plays.
Give me a description of a couple of the different stories or the variety of stories that people would hear in this play.
A lot of the monologues are humorous, and it's a very enjoyable play to watch because it moves very quickly. We get through the monologues quickly. It keeps people's attention, and there are funny moments throughout, and I think that's important in a play. But it's real women's stories, and so it also touches on issues of domestic violence, women's experiences as children being sexually abused, war, and women being victims in many different ways during war. And also relationship issues. And then it just throws in a few different statistics in our country. One might think that this is a play just for women, but I can't say enough about the importance of men being involved in this movement. Without men being our allies, strong allies in the movement to end violence against women and girls, I don't see that things are going to make a long-lasting global change. I think men becoming educated and aware is probably one of the most important things that we can do to change the culture of violence in our communities and in our world.
The local performance is meant to benefit WAVE. Talk about the need for funds for that organization.
Well, the Vagina Monologues, like I mentioned before, is part of the global movement called V-Day. And V-Day is a nonprofit organization that works to raise funds that are donated to community organizations around the world that work to end violence against women and girls. And so in our community, those funds are going to be donated to WAVE, which is Women's Aid in Violent Emergencies. And they just this year became a nonprofit organization. And like most nonprofits, they don't have a lot of money, especially a small nonprofit that is, it's run completely by volunteers. So my goal is to raise $2,000 through ticket sales of this play, and I'm hoping that that money can go towards transportation for women who need to leave the community because of violent situations, and also that that money might be provided so that women who can't otherwise afford it can seek out some counseling services.